KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:06, we have mostly sunny skies. It's 46 degrees. We look forward to be mostly sunny today with a high of 80. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. An advisory board Governor Kim Reynolds assembled in mid-June is making 56 recommendations for jumpstarting Iowa's economic recovery from the pandemic. The board's top recommendation is for the state to take steps to make child care more affordable and accessible. The group ranks universal broadband access and increasing the supply of affordable housing as the other top priorities. The board, which had its final meeting Tuesday morning, was led by Ben McLean, the CEO of Ruan Transportation Management Systems in Des Moines.
As I look at the recommendations we've just approved here, when implemented, these recommendations will meet those ambitious goals that we set. You know, that idea of not being boxed in and starting from the ground up.
Governor Kim Reynolds says the group's report will serve as the foundation for her 2021 legislative agenda.
Honestly, it's hard to believe that your work could be even more critical than it was when you started in June. But on August 10th, when the derecho hit so many of our counties across our state, wiping out homes and crops, businesses and infrastructure, I think that just simply added to the significance of the work that you're doing.
Nick Bowdish, president and CEO of Elite Octane here in Atlantic, was one of the 13 business executives to serve on the panel.
We all like ideas, but I think I speak for everyone on this board that the execution is more important to all of us. You know, if it's on this list, we want to make it happen.
The advisory board approved its list of recommendations Tuesday. The final report will be drafted by the end of this month. Well, the farmers across western Iowa who plan to move their commodities by barge along the Missouri River this fall could be facing a slowdown. Colonel Bill Hannon, the Kansas City District Commander for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, said barge season may be threatened as work is still underway to repair damage to the navigation channel after 3 years of high water and widespread flooding.
The river levels have returned to normal. They're not low. They're just normal service levels that we would see. But because of all that damage to navigation structures, it's creating shallow spots in the navigation channel on the river.
Last year's floods damaged up to 75% of the 7,000 river training structures on the lower Missouri River. Repairs could cost around $200 million, but the Corps of Engineers has allocated only $20 million. Hannon said he understands the importance of barge traffic with the large harvest season already underway.
We are doing absolutely everything we can to not let the barge traffic stop, because we know the agricultural community is really dependent to move their goods in the fall harvest here.
Hannon says crews from the Corps and from private contractors are making repairs and guiding barges away from trouble spots. And he says the Corps is working hard to find more money to restore the river's navigation channel. Archery deer season is underway in Iowa, and the DNR deer program leader Tyler Harms says while there are not as many deer taken, they are still looking for samples to help track a disease that's deadly to the animals.
Chronic wasting disease, or CWD is what it's referred to as, is something that we're continuing to test for on an annual basis, and we certainly do that statewide during the archery season.
And he says that hunters can play a role in monitoring program.
They're willing to help us out with that effort and in tracking where the disease is in the state to submit a sample, and they can do that by contacting their local wildlife biologist.
There have been a total of 89 positive CWD tests in the wild deer population since testing began in 2013. The majority of the cases have been found in the northeast corner of the state. Elsewhere in the news, two people were arrested on separate charges Tuesday in Creston. Authorities say 42-year-old Brandy Whitney of Creston was arrested around 1:10 a.m. in the 600 block of South Maple Street for possession of a controlled substance, second offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Whitney was transported to the Union County Jail and later released on a $2,300 bond. And at around 5:30 p.m. Tuesday, 28-year-old Stephen White of Creston was arrested for public intoxication. White was being held in the Union County Jail on a $300 bond. The Adair County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported two recent arrests. Friday evening, 43-year-old Jason Glenn Dukes of Anita was arrested on an Adair County felony warrant for going armed with intent, two counts of assault while participating in a felony, and criminal mischief in the second degree. Dukes was released that same evening on a $5,000 cash or surety bond. And 29-year-old Ty Allen Brown of Anita was arrested last Thursday afternoon for operating a vehicle without the owner's consent. Authorities said last Thursday morning, Brown allegedly took his mom's keys to a 2004 Dodge Ram and used the vehicle to purchase alcohol. Ty Brown brought the pickup back while his father was on the phone with law enforcement dispatch reporting the incident. He was cited for the offense and the scene released on his own recognizance. The Ottoman County Sheriff Todd Johnson on a Tuesday issued a report on arrests that took place in September and so far this month here in October. For October, Scott Ballou, age 29, of Ottoman, was arrested Monday for trespass in the first degree and theft in the fifth. Tyler Carter, age 29, of Exira, was arrested Sunday for assault while displaying a dangerous weapon and possession of drug paraphernalia. And last Friday, 57-year-old Scott Black of Hamlin was arrested for driving while barred. On Thursday, 22-year-old Silas Stangland of Harlan was arrested on an outstanding Audubon County warrant, burglary in the third, theft in the second, and possession of burglary tools. The charges stem from a burglary investigation in Audubon County. You can read about the rest of the arrests in Audubon County in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The news was brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Meyer & Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.